How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Cuentos cortos en inglés. Short stories in Spanish. Versión bilingüe. Bilingual version. Bale. El prólogo de Alexander y Sophie. Parte 1. Bale. Alexander and Sophie's prologue. Part 1. Las bajas nubes estaban grises. Dócilmente se sentaban quietas en la escena. De inicio a fin, frío envuelve esta ciudad. La dueña de un par de ojos inocentes del mundo camina, y el sonido es pintado en un joven hombre color naranja. Una historia de amor. The loud clouds were gray. Dazedly, they sat still inside a frame. From the beginning to the end, the cold and will of this town, the owner of a pair of orbs, innocent of the world, walks. And the sound is painted on a young man of orange color. A love story.
¿En serio? ¿Por qué estaba abierta? Murmura Alexander sentado en el suelo junto a una escalera, arreglando su uniforme de policía cuando algo le da un golpe en la pierna.
¡Ouch! Seriously, why was it left open? Murmurs Alexander sitting on the floor next to stairs, fixing his police uniform when something hits his leg.
¡Ouch!
¡Ay, no! ¡Lo siento!
Dice una voz.
De verdad, lo siento mucho.
La voz viene de una pequeña mujer rubia, sujeta fijamente el bastón con el que golpeó accidentalmente a Alexander. Sus ojos están cerrados.
¿Está bien? ¿Está herido?
¡Oh, no! ¡I'm so sorry! Says a voice. ¡I'm really sorry!
The voice comes from a small blonde woman. She holds firmly the cane with which she accidentally hit Alexander. Her eyes are closed.
Are you all right? Are you injured?
Alexander no responde, incrédulo de la vista que tiene ante sí. Se levanta lentamente.
Por esto no me gustan los bastones, murmura la mujer.
Alexander la observa curiosamente.
Estoy bien, responde finalmente.
¿Qué tal usted, señorita?
Alexander doesn't respond. Incredulous at the sight before him, he slowly gets up.
This is why I don't like canes, the woman murmurs.
Alexander observes her curiously.
I'm fine, he finally responds. What about you, miss?
La mujer levanta la cabeza con curiosidad. La voz que escucha es suave y cálida, como una cobija de lana. Confía en su oído. Su nariz le advierte que es fumador por el olor de tabaco.
Antes escuché tu voz de abajo. Pero justo ahora está viniendo de arriba, dice.
Supongo que eres un caballero alto. Y mucho.
The woman lifts her head curiously. The voice she hears is soft and warm like a wool blanket. Her nose warns her that he is a smoker by the smell of tobacco.
Earlier I thought I heard your voice from below, but just now it's coming from above, she says.
I suppose you're a tall gentleman, and quite so, too.
Antes de que Alexander pudiera decir algo, se escucha el alboroto de los niños del vecindario corriendo.
¡Aquí está! Grita uno.
Before Alexander can say anything, the noise of the neighborhood children running is heard.
¡He's here! One shouts.
¡Hey, Polly, manos arriba! Le grita otro a Alexander.
¡Wow!
Es todo lo que puede decir el policía antes de ser rodeado por los niños. Hey, copper, hands up! Another yells at Alexander. Whoa! Is all the policeman can say before being surrounded by the children. Chicos, no tengo nada conmigo hoy, dice levantando las manos y dejando que los niños metan sus manitas en sus bolsillos. You guys, I don't have anything on me today, he says, raising his hands and letting the children put their little hands on his pockets. ¡Sí tienes! Grita una niña animadamente. Yeah, you do, shouts a girl excitedly. ¿Ves? Le dice uno sacando dos dulces del bolsillo. See, says one, pulling out two candies from the pocket. Los tengo, grita y todos salen corriendo. Got him, he shouts, and then they all run off. Tengan cuidado con la calle, grita detrás Alexander. Luego voltea a ver a la mujer que sigue a su izquierda. Los ladrones de dulces usuales. Pies rápidos ese montón. Siempre se escapan, explica. ¿Sus bolsillos aún están a salvo? Be careful on the street, shouts Alexander. Then he turns to see the woman still to his left. The usual candy thieves. Quite fit, they thought. Always get away, he explains. Are your pockets still safe? La mujer se toma un momento en responder. Se pregunta si debería de confiar en lo que sus oídos le dicen de que esta es una buena persona. Tengo buenos oídos, piensa. Nunca me han fallado. The woman takes a moment to respond. She wonders if she should trust that what her ears tell her. That this is a good person. I have good ears, she thinks. They've never failed me. Eso parece, dice. Y luego, eligiendo confiar, pregunta. ¿Es tal vez oficial de policía? Alexander nota que no ha abierto los ojos ni una vez. Seems so, she says. And then, choosing to trust, she asks, are you perhaps a policeman? Alexander notices that she hasn't opened her eyes once. Wow, justo en el blanco, dice quitándose su gorro policial y revelando su cabello naranja. Así que acerté, comenta para ella misma. Wow, bullseye, he says, taking off his police hat and revealing his orange hair. So I was on the mark, she comments to herself. Este gorro es mi credencial, le dice Alexander quitándole el gorro, sus facciones jóvenes y masculinas suavizándose. This hat is my credential, Alexander tells her, handing her the hat, his young and masculine features softening. La mujer lo toma con una mano y busca en el bolsillo de su abrigo azul con la otra. The woman takes it with one hand and searches in the pocket of her blue coat with the other. Y este es el mío, le informa entregándole sus papeles. Gracias. Oh, espera un momento, piensa Alexander. Parece que vienes de lejos, comenta. Observa un papel donde no debería ir. Esto supongo que es su residencia, piensa. Sophie, lee su nombre. This is mine, she informs him, handing him her papers. Thank you. Whoa, hold on a sec, thinks Alexander. You seem to have come a long way, he commands. He observes a paper where it shouldn't be. This, I suppose, is the address of her residence, he thinks. Sophie, he reads her name. Continuará. To be continued.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.